sir, I'm Peter Uspensky. What is the essence of your teaching? Where does it come from? What is your background? And who were your teachers?
He dares to ask.
I joined a band of men.
The seekers of truth.
We traveled the Middle East to find the ancient truths about life that the modern world left far behind. Through desert storms and all kinds of inclement weather. Until we decided that what we sought could only be found if we search for it separately and not together. We took solemn vows that whoever accomplished this quest should carry the message of truth to lost souls in the West. The seekers of truth all died, I alone survived. In the deserts beyond Samarkand,
what are you doing? We'll be late for the meeting.
My dearest darling pumpkin, have you seen my overcoat?
You forgetful cabbage head, you dolt, you pumpkin. How can you expect to remember yourself if you can't even find your coat?
You're absolutely right, dear. Look, I was wearing it all the time.
It's my fault, the man I married. Now he's such a mouse. In a typical Russian household, the man wears the pants. In our society of patriarchs, women don't stand a chance. And so I seized the upper hand upon our day of marriage. I took a vow to ridicule and constantly disparage any sign of weakness in a man of my choice. I took hormone pills and medicines to and my voice.
But the real reason I am afraid of my wife now is because we were married in a previous life.
In a previous incarnation, in a far and distant life.
This woman was my husband.
This man was my wife.
On another fine occasion, we were sister and brother.
A couple of lifetimes prior to that, he was
your mother. Is it any wonder we're confused about our gender when our reverse cycle karma puts us through the cosmic blender?
And his wife, the formidable Sofia Grigorieva.
Good evening, Georgi Ivanovich.
Get in line and join the dance. You're late, as usual.
Self-observation is our occupation. When we work together, we must watch the machinery. I'm very in the process. See the results clearly. Then we will be ready to be not machines.
When my students ruin these movements, dance like idiots, I curse my fate.
There's so much tension in the world. Very hard to concentrate.
I suppose the revolution made you late. If you want to follow courage, ignore the madness of the times. Hold fast to this teaching. Stand aloof from the crimes of political psychopaths and nations in decline. Practice self-remembering. Grow a soul while there is time.
The hypnotized masses will die without knowing the reason they lived as they fade into the night.
We need to grow and to live for tomorrow. The flame of this world above. So we come to this meeting to see the
sky.
I'm P.D. Uspensky, my head is now reeling. This grand old Armagnac has floated me up to the ceiling.
What shape of idiot are you? Can you see it from up there?
I love to think and analyze, find feelings hard to bear. My shirt is stuffed with calculus, I suppose I must be square.
If you want to look inside a man and find his inner stuff, you fill his glass with Armagnac and then you get it drunk.
Let's drink a toast to such idiots. You'll find them everywhere.
They feel too little and think too much, so life has made them square.
I grew up in this land of forest, mountains, and streams. Like childhood days, my golden dreams of Russia and the world we've known must end.
Chateau, bound to my duty, I must go mowing. It was then that I remembered when he made me promise. He said, no matter what happens, you must mow. I wondered, had he known that this crash was in his fate, and my mowing was
on that fantastic flight. It took me to another world. in ceremonial splendor, waiting to welcome Beelzebub to the planet Rebos Planendo.
As my vision continued, I saw Beelzebub rise and stand before the angelic host. His robes fell from his body, and in a blaze of fire and light, his appearance underwent a transformation, until before the assembly, with mischief in his eye, stood my teacher, George Ivanovich Gurdjieff.
Got my number and you now know who I was. Better look inside yourself, see your idiot, because what you see in other people is really only there. When you deny your idiot, it shows up everywhere. Behind the mask of sobriety, we present to society 100,000 idiots. Hide behind propriety, we project onto others our whole cheap fault, our fatal flaw, and when we do, it brings life to a halt. If you want to love humanity, you have to love yourself. Get rid of your idiots, put them on the shelf. Practice kindness and compassion with everyone you see, and don't project your idiots onto idiots like me. For my soul is a light from a far distant star, up to say to the world, I am here. The sun and the moon and the planets are my lovers. We shine to give light to the world.
My wife, come and take my hand.